that what they use for the checkout?
Sure. Okay, Catherine, tell us about. We have questions there if you just wanted to talk.
Well, start out the way I did the first time, I guess. I was born in Kansas between Olathe and Lenexa on a dairy farm. It was a home birth. My grandmother was the mom's mother was the midwife, I guess you might say. Later we moved into Kansas City in the Westport area. My sister was born on Mill Street in December of 22, and I was born in May 28, 1921. And Dad had a grocery store down there, but it didn't last too long. So we went back to the dairy farm, and I have a calendar which is 1923. It has January and February is off of it. I mean, it's the little one, you know, just pull off. So I think that's probably when we moved back to Olathe on the dairy farm. Then when I was 5 years old, we moved down to Herman, Missouri. And we lived in a house which our front yard is now the Herman Hospital. And I guess we lived there about 2 years, and my brother Adolf was born there in December of 26. And then we moved out about 7 miles south of Herman. And that's probably the best, the most time that I spent there, kind of thing. To go to a Catholic high school in town, we stayed in town with our grandparents. And they lived a block from the Catholic school, grade school. Dad would bring us in on Monday morning and come by and pick us up Friday evening. But he was delivering milk every day, so he came, you know, house to house, so he came in every day to see us. And we came home for lunch every day. I mean, we walked this one block. And so we had the 8 grades there at school, kind of thing. Went to Mass every day. That was part of school. So I graduated from there in, 35. And then Mom was sick all of 35, 36, and 37. She coughed and spit blood and found out she popped the blood vessel. And she had a hysterectomy. And then she had 2 benign tumors in her breast in that 2-year period. My youngest brother was 2... in October of 35, so I stayed home to kind of take care of the family. So I didn't start high school until 37 with my sister, kind of thing. And we went to the Herman High School. And then after the first year, and I made good grades, I went down and asked the principal if I could take some more courses. So I graduated in 3 years then instead of 4, kind of thing. let's see. My other brother was born my brother Don was born in October of 33, and we did have a little brother in April of 32, but he only lived about an hour because this was a breech delivery, and doctor asked Dad. Couldn't save both, so he said save mother. So my brother Don's born up at St. Joseph Hospital in Kansas City since Mom didn't want anything to happen again, kind of thing. In the fall of 1940, I came up to Kansas City to St. Joseph's Hospital Diploma School of Nursing, and it was at Linwood and Prospect. I think there's a fast food place there now. And it was a 3-year program. And let's see, I finished then in August of 43. But in the meantime, I'll kind of have to backtrack. In 1940, in September when I came up, I met the man that I eventually married, kind of thing. Okay, Denton was drafted in February of 41 for his 1 year. He had a leave in May, another one in July, and he was to have one at Christmas. Okay, Pearl Harbor happened. So they went to Fort Ord, California, Fort Lewis, Washington, 2 years in Alaska, Camp Shelby, I can't remember whether that's in Louisiana or Mississippi, Europe. He was on VE Day. He was in Austria, kind of thing. So that's kind of that. after got finished in August of 43 with school, I went home for a month vacation, came back. In the meantime, I was then going to live with my roommate with her family out on 43rd and Montgomery, Mariana Franklin, with her mom and dad and her younger sister. Her brother was already in the service. After we did state boards in September of 43 at the Connell Hill Hotel downtown. And when we walked out, we signed up with the Red Cross to go to the Navy, Marianne and I did. in February, we had a physical exam in Kansas City, but no chest x-rays. They sent us down to Norman, Oklahoma in February. And they took a chest x-ray. Well, Marianna had scars on her lungs, so we'd already sworn us in the Navy. So they had to swear her out. And I sent her mom a telegram, and we got home before it did. So I made the trip to California. I was to go to U.S. United States Hospital in Shoemaker, California.
How did you get there, Catherine, California?
By train, which takes about, at that time, 2 or 3 days kind of thing. They had routed me to Stockton, California. I got off the train. I went in and I said, how do I get to United States Hospital at Shoemaker, California? He said, you get right back on that train and get off at Oakland, California. So that's what I did. Okay, Shoemaker's a 1,000-bed hospital, Quonset huts. We had an A wing, a D wing, a C, A, B, C, D, and E wing, and it took 10 minutes to walk from the E wing up to where we would eat, kind of thing. Sat in a valley 4 miles from Pleasanton with a Navy camp next to it and a CB camp beyond that. We had horses we could ride, bikes we could ride. We went into mostly into San Francisco. I've seen operettas. I've seen one opera, Aida. I like to go down to the cathedral in Chinatown kind of thing. We spent time at Fisherman's Wharf and that kind of thing. And we always took our overcoats in San Francisco. It gets cool at you know, evening kind of thing. Marietta was from St. Louis, and she was my roommate in the bass kind of thing. We danced to the big bands like Harry James, Benny Goodman, and those different kinds of things kind of thing. Then later on, I was sent down to Port Hueneme Dispensary, United States Dispensary. It was just a small hospital. One of the ladies there, I had my name on the board, she had hers on. She asked me if I had any relatives in Montana, and I said, yeah, my dad had a first cousin there. So she went to school with some of my either second or third cousins in there. We had an obstetric unit at Port Hueneme kind of thing. It was what I call a working base. In other words, we might have pork chops for breakfast, that kind of thing. I'd had a leave in May, I think it was, of 45. And then Denton was going to come home. He was going to be coming home in September. So I went in to ask the chief nurse if I could have time off, that he was going to come out and we were going to get married. She said, You had to leave in May, but it's a different fiscal year. I think the fiscal year starts in July. So you can have 16 days leave and I think six days travel time. So that's what I did then. So I get on the train on Monday morning and get into Kansas City on Wednesday morning, and Denton met me, and then we went to Hellsburg's that day morning, got our rings. We'd already had our blood work done, and you had a three-day waiting period that time, but we didn't have to, we'd already done that. We borrowed his sister's car, and we went to Herman, Missouri on Thursday. Denton's not Catholic, so we need a dispensation done. The priest says, I don't think I can get it by Saturday, so let's plan on Tuesday, October the 16th. We went to something at the high school on Friday night, kind of thing. And anyhow, we were married in the priest's house because you didn't get married in a church if you were, you know, one wasn't Catholic. I had a white prayer book and an orchid, and I had wore a green skirt, a green jacket, white blouse, a green hat, and I think I had brown shoes. And Denton's was a kind of a grayish suit. So we spent some time in the Ozarks for our honeymoon, and then we came on up to Buckner, Missouri, where his mom and dad were living, kind of thing. Anyhow, we also went to the Buckner had a festival. We went to that while we were there. And then I got back on the train, and Denton went to work for Otis Elevator Company. He'd worked for them beforehand, kind of thing. And then I got home then before Thanksgiving, kind of thing. When we were in town, we stayed with his mother and dad in Independence. They had moved up to Independence. And then in 46, we went to Joplin, I think, for about 3 months. They put the elevator in St. John's Hospital, Springfield, about 3 months. And that St. John's Hospital, too. Then we went to Wichita, Kansas for two and a half years, I guess. And he put the first escalator in Ennis's, first escalator in Wichita in Ennis's department store. So we had lived in apartments when we lived in two different ones, kind of thing. And then when we were back at Independence, we lived with his mom and dad. In 1950, we bought our house, in which I still live in, on Shealy Road. And I went with him whenever he was out of town, went with him. We didn't have children by that time. We wanted children, so we talked about adoption. So in, I guess in 1950, yeah, because we got married in 45. Yeah, 1950, we went to see Catholic Charities. And then in January of 1951, we were given Mike. And he was born on July 23rd, 1950. He was given to us on January 18th of 51. So he's just under 6 months old. They had trouble with his formulas. He only weighed about 12 pounds at, you know, 6 months. But he soon became like a doctor says, put him on cow's milk, and he thrived. Then we were given Robert on February of 54. His birthday is July the 16th of 53, so he's a little bit over 6 months old, kind of. And he was a slender child. And sister took us up and kind of had kind of a ceremony of giving him to us, kind of thing.
And both your boys were baptized, Catherine?
Yeah, they were baptized, already baptized. They were already baptized, kind of thing. For Brian, the social worker came out three times. The third time, Denton had to be there, and it happened to be Lent, and I guess I fixed a tuna, some kind of a tuna salad or something like that. So Denton had come, and then he had to go back to work. So he kissed Robert, he kissed Mike, and he kissed me and headed for the door. And Mike's, you know, he's about 4 and a half, 5, not quite 5, I guess. Daddy, you didn't kiss Miss Gray. But she handled it real nice. She says, your dad only kisses family members. Kind of thing. Mike was also the one when we were riding the train and between Independence and Herman, Missouri, or St. Louis. He's sitting with somebody and the lady's talking to him. Are you a Democrat or a Republican? He says, I'm Catholic. So, anyhow, we went with Denton whenever we went to Colorado, and we went different places with him until the boys, you know, got in school, that kind of thing. And he was not out of town all the time. He was in town a lot of the time. We started a garden when we first bought the house and that kind of thing, and lots of flowers. Anyhow,
So you're a homemaker during this time period.
Yeah.
Denton's traveling with Otis.
Some, yeah, with some, but he was in town a lot too. He was that kind of thing. Denton died in November the 28th of 59. Mm-hmm. He'd had pneumonia the year before, and doctor said, I think you need to go out to Arizona or New Mexico or someplace. So anyhow, we bought a house trailer and a new pickup, or no, a new station wagon, and went to Tucson, Arizona, kind of thing, out there. And Denton had worked in the spring of that year. He'd worked by the, his helper, he'd drive the car up to the where they were working, the helper'd park it, and then they carried his tools for him. So he did work about 3 months in the spring of that year. But he had emphysema, and his sister died from it in 72 at the age of 49. My husband was 40 and a half. And she had an enzyme missing. It was called alpha antitrypsin deficiency. In other words, it's lacking, so it destroys the lung. I know a man in St. Louis that had two enzymes missing, but that time he could go in every 2 or 3 weeks and get it. He lived to be 70, kind of thing. Denton died out there in Tucson in the Veterans Hospital. And Pop Anthony was with me. They'd come out, and his sister, Denton's sister, and her husband had come out because I'd put him in the hospital on the 10th of... Okay. He'd never been baptized, so when we got him to the hospital on the 18th of November, would you like to be baptized? And he said yes, kind of thing. At the visitation, one of the men said, I thought, when did Denton become Catholic? The one said, just 10 days ago. Another one said, I thought he was Catholic. They had a Jehovah Witness working with him, so religion got discussed quite a bit. After Denton died, well, we had rented the house out, and we expected to give it back in January. They liked living in the house, so we got the house before Christmas. We got back in the middle of December. And it was real wonderful to walk back in the house. It was like coming home again, kind of thing. both the boys went to Nativity Catholic School for their grade school years, kind of thing. Mike went to De La Salle for his high school, kind of thing. I started back to school. I took the beginnings at St. Teresa's College, which is now Avila, but it was down at Brookside. And I took my classes when they went to school, and so I was gone when they were at school, and then in summertime I had them in camps or something like that. My last year is at KU, and it's for 12 months. And so I achieved my Bachelor of Science in Nursing in May of 64. And that fall I went to work at the Independent SAN Orthopedic Unit for 2 years and then taught in their School of Nursing for 3 years. Then in the fall of 69, Mike went into the Navy. I had intended to go to KU for my master's. I get a letter in June that they weren't going to have it. So they assigned somebody to help me, and so I chose Catholic U. She sent all my records there. She even tried to send my stipend there, but that had to go through the college, you know, kind of thing. So Mike went into the Navy, and Robert and I, we went to Washington, D.C. So I was up there from fall of 69, and I achieved my master's in nursing in May of 71. And I was 1 week from being 50 years old, kind of thing. And I had the position waiting for me at Graceland College here in Independence, Missouri. So I taught there from 71 through 91 full-time, 91 to 203 part-time. And it was the teaching part and the colleagues that we had, it was all a wonderful kind of, and I still meet student nurses that I had as students. It's a good thing they recognize me, because sometimes they wouldn't. While I was at Graceland, Bernice White and I made a trip to Hawaii. She and I traveled to Hawaii, to the three islands over there. We also took a Caribbean cruise one of the years through the islands down there. We liked St. John's and Bequa and St. Vincent's and those kind of things down through there. Then in, let's see, year 2001, my daughter-in-law and Nancy and I, we traveled to England, Germany, and one day in Scotland. Most of it is in England. My great-grandparents and my grandparents, my great-grandparents and all their grown children, my grandparents came from St. Martin's in Germany. It's just in the southern part, the Bavarian part. Grandpa, blacksmith up and down the Rhine River, which we crossed several times. We spent 5 days in St. Moore, in Germany, kind of thing. That's about all I can think of right now.
Well, what we had talked about was some of the happiest moments of your life. Important person in your life?
I think probably when I married Denton, which was a wonderful kind of thing, because we hadn't seen each other for quite a while, but we wrote letters back and forth to each other. And we didn't have the communications like they have now. He stood in line one time, the YMCA, and never got through on the telephone, you know, that kind of thing. So ours was all through Lennon. And I think probably when we adopted the two boys, kind of thing, because that's something I wanted very much, and he did too, kind of thing.
So who was the most important person in your life, Catherine?
I think maybe Denton. I need to tell you something about him. One day I was planning on going to confession, and it started to snow. So I said, I'm not going. He said, I think maybe I need to make you go. Then I explained the difference between going to confession and going to Mass, kind of thing. So he wasn't about to let me renege on anything, kind of thing. I think my parents probably were too, also. And Mom and Papa Anthony were good supports. They were good supports because they lived in Independence. My parents lived down in, you know, in Herman, Missouri, kind of thing. So that kind of thing.
Is there anything that you want to share? Any people you want to mention as far as your life in general, Catherine? I know our last interview you had mentioned the people that have helped you because you quit driving in 2014, and then now there's people that you have a schedule that they help you out.
Okay, Julie Hayes McIntyre and her husband Barry, they get me to Mass. And sometimes I have Julie take me to the Women's Veterans meeting, and somebody else will bring me home. Also, if I've, like I had letters to mail, I don't like to mail letters at home, or even at, we used to have a mailbox close, and I had somebody swipe a letter out of that mailbox and try to cash my check. So Julie was like, this month, first of the month is when my most of my bills is when I mail them out. So she lives across the road from me, maybe a mile, so I asked her to get the mail for me. She takes me to the beauty shop, which we do about every 6 weeks, kind of thing. Leah comes and picks me up to go to Mass on Tuesday, and we go quilting from 9 to noon and brings me back home. And then she gets me the Alder Sodality meeting the first month Thursday of the month to that. And anything, funerals that I might want to go to or anything else. Like we went to there's a man that has orchids that he raises in a cave at 23rd and 435. So we went to that instead of quilting one day, kind of thing.
Son?
Yeah, Linda and Mike get me to the grocery store and the doctor's office, either one or the other or both. Mm-hmm. And Gail or Marcia or Arlene, they get me to the American Legion Auxiliary meeting and the 5th District Auxiliary meeting, that kind of thing. So.
Well, I noticed on our last interview, I had asked you if there was any special songs in the family that you remember.
And I said, now you'd ask about a lullaby. And I says, well, my dad sang Army songs, and I still have the Army book.
So that was very, very enlightening there, definitely. Mm-hmm. Are there any words of wisdom you'd like to pass along?
I think decide whatever you want to do and go ahead and do it. And I think this journey of mine or pilgrimage, whatever you want to call it, is not all of it what I expected. I didn't expect to be a widow at the age of 38, kind of thing. But I made my plans, and I did have the lady next to me when her husband died. I went over and talked to her. She said what I had already done by going back to school was an inspiration to her, kind of thing, which I had never thought anything, you know, about that kind of thing. Change for me it's always been a challenge, but I'm not opposed to change. I think I said something about Denton went to work at 8 o'clock, Kansas City. He called at 10, says, pack our things. We're going to Mason City, Iowa. So we just put the sewing machine, because I did a lot of sewing, the sewing machine and our clothes and the iron and the ironing board. And we spent the day, evening and the night at Des Moines and went on up. What I would do when we were out of town, while he was working, I would get the telephone book and see what's in this town that I can go see. And so I went to see that kind of thing. So, and I'll have plans changed, but that doesn't bother me. I just go with the flow. I've been in excellent health. That's the other thing. Somebody will say, old age stinks. I cannot say that because I've been comparatively pain-free, and healthy. Let's put it that way.
Great.
Pass that along.
Well, I am going to... That has been Catherine Anthony.